Healthcare Advisor on a recorded line, and you can press 1 to be removed. How are you today?
Fine. What can I do for you, young lady?
Great. Now, I'm with the Medicare Help Center, and based on our records, I show that you either have Medicare or you have inquired about Medicare. So are you currently enrolled in Medicare?
Yes.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And are you 64 years of age or older?
Yes.
And what type of plan do you have?
I be honest, I don't know what it all covers, but I have to be at home and look at the policy to tell you straight out.
The red, white, and blue card is proof that you've already enrolled in original Medicare. It lists your claim number as well as what parts of Medicare you're entitled to. So do you have one?
Yes, I got one. I have one of them cards. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Do you pay for your own copayments, deductibles, and prescription drugs out of your own pocket?
Yes, I do.
You know, there are several options with Medicare that will help you take care of out-of-pocket expenses or even save you some money. You know, most people that I talk to, they do feel like that they're paying a lot more for Medicare than they should be. Do you feel like your monthly payments are too high right now?
Well, let's be honest about it. Everything's too high, but I guess I don't have a choice.
Some Medicare recipients are finding that they aren't getting the most that they can out of their plan. So what I can do is schedule a time for you to visit with a Medicare specialist, you know, who can go over some options for you. You may be able to save some money on your policy or have some of those out-of-pocket expenses covered for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, I have all the information I need. The next step is to bring a Medicare specialist on the line who will schedule a time for you to visit with a licensed agent. Now, the licensed agent will be able to present to you all the different parts to Medicare, the types of coverages available to you, as well as any supplemental policies that may help you save money or cover any out-of-pocket expenses for things like copays, deductibles, and prescription drugs. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Can we do
so
this later?
So what's the weather like where you are?
I'm in the car. Miss, I'm in a car. I'm in my car driving.
Just a second.
Hello. I see you have I see you have on the line. You can go ahead and connect them to me, please. Hi, my name is Amy from the Verification Department. I just need to confirm two questions with you before I get started. You understand this is going to be a free quote for final expense insurance, is that correct?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, great. And to confirm, you are between the ages of 49 and 79?
Yes.
Okay, great. Have you ever been denied for final expense insurance recently?
Not so far, I haven't.
Okay. Perfect. I'm so glad that we can help you. Before I get you to talk to the licensed specialist, I'm going to read off a quick statement, and I'll need a clear yes at the end, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, we want to make sure you know that there is no obligation to provide any consent to purchase any products or services.
After your consultation, you might hear from our resolution center within the next 24 to 48 hours. My quality control department may call to verify I was polite and helpful. The resolution center and or the quality control department may use an automatic dialing system to reach you, including texts or emails, and the calls will override any state or federal no contact registries you may be on and allow us to reach you on the landline or on your cell phone. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. You will now be hearing some ringing in your ears, but this is just my license agent coming on the line, and it'll just be a second. Just a second. And can I get your name?
Yes, it's Bobby Howard or Robert Howard, whichever one you want to use.
Okay, Robert. And can you tell me what state you're in?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you. It's just going to be a few minutes, Robert.
You read it back to me first. If you got it.
We're just trying to get to a licensed specialist. It's just going to be a few minutes. They're all on another line right now. How's your day going?
Rainy and wet.
Rainy and wet.
Yes.
Well, is it at least cool?
Yeah, it's cool, but it's just rainy and wet. Pouring down rain.
Wow. Well, it's pretty hot over here.
Where you calling from?
California.
Ah.
Yeah, it's about 100 degrees, so it's pretty warm.
Boy, well, y'all can keep that 100 degree weather. You can have it. Don't send it this way.
Okay, so we got somebody coming.
Boarded.
Thank you for calling HealthSpire, an Aetna company. One of our tele-advisors will be with you shortly. Thank you for your patience.
Good afternoon. Thanks for choosing HealthSpire, an Aetna company. My name's Will Evans. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Hi, I have Robert on the line, and he is from Ohio.
I'm sorry?
I have Robert on the line, and he is from Ohio.
Okay, can I get a last name for Robert?
Yeah, Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D.
Hello? Are you still on the line, ma'am? I'm sorry, Mr. Howard. I do apologize. She was supposed to give me your information, and she didn't. I will say that this call is being recorded for quality and training purposes. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. And, Mr. Howard, what's your zip code, sir?
45373.
373. All right. And your date of birth?
324.50.
Thank you very much for that, Mr. Howard. Now, Mr. Howard, again, just in case something happens to this call, I do show we have a good callback number of 937 405-9509. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And, Mr. Howard, do you currently have your Medicare A and B?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
And now, did you receive your Medicare when you first turned 65 back in 2015, or did you get it before you turned 65?
No, I got it out when I turned 65.
Okay.
Let me see.
Back in March of 2015. Yes, sir. All right. Now, Mr. Howard, what I'd like to do really quickly is tell you a little bit more about us, who we are, and what we do. We are HealthSpire. We are a licensed agency, and we're an Aetna company. And what we do is we offer a portfolio of Medicare products like Medicare Advantage plans, prescription drug plans, and Medicare supplements. However, in this phone call, what we like to do is do a free analysis for you. Take a look at what your current health coverage is, look at your current Medicare coverage, and see how well your current plan meets your needs. We're going to look to see if there's any holes or gaps in your coverage. If there are, there are holes and gaps in your coverage. What we like to do is sit down with you and discuss ways to fill those holes and gaps. Now, to do this, I'm just going to ask you for some basic information. That way I can get a better understanding of what your health concerns are, but also to see if there's any programs or plans or benefits that you may be eligible for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
All right. Now, Mr. Howard, I know you only had Medicare for a short time. It hasn't been that long. How comfortable are you as far as understanding your Medicare benefits? Are you pretty comfortable understanding how your Medicare benefits work, or would you like me to briefly cover some of the basics as a refresher?
Could you basically cover some of the stuff that it, because see,
basics?
I'm in
okay.
the problem. I'm not at home, you know. if you could kind of lightly cover some of it, you don't have to cover all of it. Some of it, so I understand what's going on.
Yeah, well, I generally just, you know, I just give a generalization without going into anything too specific because everybody's a little bit different. And basically, what I do is say, you know, like Medicare Part A, that's your hospital coverage. It'll cover you if you're in the hospital, if you're admitted to the hospital or nursing home, home health, or even hospice care. That's covered under your A. All right? Your Part B. That's your medical coverage. That's your Part B. That's your medical coverage. I call it the workhorse of Medicare. That's your doctor visits, lab work, blood work, x-rays. Pretty much the majority of things we think about when we think of health coverage, that's covered under your Part B. And then finally, you have your Medicare Part D as in dog. Now, what your D does is that covers your prescription drugs, you know. And so that's kind of self-explanatory. It's part of Medicare that helps get your prescription drugs. Now, Medicare covers generally 80% of your cost for your medical treatment. You're responsible for 20. However, you are Medicare does allow you to get secondary coverages, something to help you cover that 20% that Medicare does not cover, like a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage plan. Now, let me ask you, do you know if you have either a Medicare supplement or Advantage plan currently?
I got a supplement. I got a what they say is for the second part of it, what Medicare don't cover.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you pay any monthly premium for that?
No. For right now, I don't. But they sent me a letter
okay.
telling me I probably will start having to pay for it.
Okay, and do you pay any co-pays for doctors or anything like that with that plan?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and which company do you have that plan with?
Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem.
Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, okay? Alrighty. Well, it sounds like you have what we call that Medicare Advantage plan. That's a plan that, you know, you have co-pays for your doctors and maybe, you know, lab work, blood work tests and things like that. You also, it also covers you for your prescriptions, with your prescriptions and that sort of stuff. And generally, you know, you, like I said, you're having small copays because you say you don't pay anything for that plan, correct?
Not for right now, I don't.
But you do have copays, like for your doctors and prescriptions and that sort of stuff, correct?
Right.
Okay. And do you remember what your copays are? You have any idea what you pay for your doctors and?
My regular doctor, if I go see my regular doctor, it's $40. If I go to a specialist, it's $120, I think it is.
Wow, that's kind of high. $40 for your primary and $120 for your specialist.
Yep.
Wow. That's... Wow. And you said that this is a secondary coverage. Is this something that you just use for your prescriptions, or do you present them with that card at the doctor too?
I present it as my regular doctor. I guess as a card, my regular card. I never stopped to think about pulling that Medicare card out.
Now, I know you said you're out and about. Are you driving right now?
Yeah, well, right now I'm sitting still, but...
Okay, I was wondering if you could pull out that Blue Cross card and read what it says on the top. I want to make sure that they're not mischarging you.
Let's see. It says Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and let me see, your office visits or copay is $5. Specialist visit copay is $40. Emergency copay is $80.
Okay.
MC.
Well, that sounds a little more that sounds a little more reasonable.
Yeah, but even though it says that on the card, it's different when you get up there and they charge you more.
Well, then they're doing something wrong. I'm being honest. And whoever's charging you more than that, they're doing something wrong, unless they're telling you that they don't accept that coverage. Because if they are part of that Anthem Blue Cross network, they are contracted to only charge you what that card says.
But won't you tell them that?
Well, they won't listen to me because I'm the one who'll be in the office when you go. But I mean, the question I would have you say is when you go there and you give them your card, you say, "Hey, why are you guys charging me $40? This card says it's only $5. Aren't you bound by this card?" And the answer is yes. Or no, if the answer is yes, then you guys owe me a bunch of money for all these $40 I've given you. If the answer is no, ask them why. Do you take this insurance? It's Medicare. If they say yes, then you're bound by that number. You know what I mean? They can't just say, "I know we're only supposed to get $5 from you, but I'm going to charge you what I want to." That's not the way it works. You know what I mean? Especially with the guy who's paying $120, because according to this, you're paying him $80 extra. Now, it's different if he tells you, "I don't accept the Blue Cross." If he says, "I don't accept the Blue Cross plan," then of course, okay, that's understandable. He doesn't accept Blue Cross, so he's charging you the full rate. But if he says I'm accepting the Blue Cross, then he's charging you the full rate and then billing, you know, Blue Cross. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like almost like a double dipping if they did it that way, you know what I mean?
I definitely understand what you're saying.
So I would definitely want to, you know, next time you go in that office, because, you know, they've got a record of how many times they hit you up for the 40 and 120. So I would definitely, you know, and just to let you know, I know what you're talking about. You know, I went in for a physical. Now, our physicals aren't supposed to be anything. As I left, you know, because I've got a HSA and my card's on file. So, you know, I'm signing paper. You know,
sir, what did you say? A physical is not supposed to cost me anything.
Well, typically annual physicals and. Well, typically annual physicals, depending on your plan, most plans have annual physicals and preventative stuff included as part of the plan. Now, I don't know specifically for Blue Cross. I have to take a look at it. But, I mean, typically most Medicare Advantage plans typically don't charge you for preventatives and annual physicals. Well, are they charging you for that too?
Let me see, who did I go to? Dr. Kumar or something. And they charged me $40 for it. So evidently they don't take that plan.
Well, I would question them, because like I said, you're spending a lot of money on copays to doctors. You know what I mean? And if the issue is that they don't take that plan, then what may be better is, you know, is you may need to maybe consider looking at another plan that they will take, so that, you know, you still keep that low monthly premium, like you said, of nothing, but they accept the plan. And so you'll end up just paying the regular copays instead of paying $40 or $80 or $120. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So I definitely would want to do that.
Well, next time I go to the doctor, I'll say something to him, and I'll ask him and
right.
Go from there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you. Do you get any kind of extra help, like through Social Security or through the state to help pay for copays on your medications, or any help through the state through the Medicaid to help pay for your prescriptions or copays?
No.
Okay. Then that's something I would definitely want to check into, because also with these Medicare Advantage plans, you know, there's. You know, typically there's a really high cost if you happen to end up in the hospital. With one of these plans, you typically, you know, end up paying about anywhere from about $300 to $400 a day for each day you're there for, you know, at least the first week, first, you know, 5 or 6 days. You know, so if you're there for any, you know, reasonable time, you're paying $1,200, $1,500. For that, just that one hospital stay.
All right. Well, I'll check through the hospital thing, and I'll check through the doctor plan and see what they say.
Okay. So why don't I do this then? Why don't I just maybe put my system, maybe give you a follow up, maybe sometime next month, because you don't have any current doctor visits coming up, do you?
No.
Maybe just follow up with you next month, you know, maybe the first or second week. You know, that way you can maybe look over your information or talk to, you know, maybe one of your doctors or something like that, and see if this is something, you know, if this is, you know, pretty accurate. And then if it is, then we can look for some alternatives for you, all right?
Okay.
All right? So I'll put in for maybe a call like the first or second week of August. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that'll work.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time, Mr. Howard, and I want you to have a wonderful rest of your day, all right?
You too now.
You have been kicked from this conference.
What?